Hi, I'm Jay.
And I'm Erin.
And you're listening to episode 67 of the Salty Mother Clutches podcast. Doesn't even matter how we're going to start this because we have no fucking clue what we're doing, right?
Doesn't even matter. It's season four now.
It's season four. Four. Sorry. Four seasons? Like, is that, why?
So we've been recording this podcast for three seasons, which is the equivalent to 3 years. How? I don't fucking know. It's the fourth.
3 real years or 3 pandemic years?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if other podcasts run for like an entire year and then call that a season. I'm pretty sure most podcasts like break it up like they get like 2 seasons out of a year.
Yeah.
But ours just drags on for the whole goddamn year. Yeah.
Yeah. We're like the Netflix special that just never ends.
Yeah. So, I mean, although we're late. We're due for an episode.
Well, the end of season three was really fucked up.
Yeah.
Because of my surgery and time off and our normal December off to recuperate from the season didn't happen because it kind of happened in November, but I was also busy. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really get that time off.
So we have like
we just kind of dropped the ball.
We do have a really good excuse for not recording, and that is that life was too fucking hard.
It was too hard. And to be honest, I just couldn't think of anything fun to talk about that had to do with motorcycles.
So
I had lots of shit to talk about. But
so normally when we take December off, which we kind of didn't, but normally at the very end of the season, we take a little break and then we work out. Like, you may not believe this, but we actually work out. We try to figure out half of our topics for the year and like our interviews and stuff like that, so that when we start off the year, we've already got like tons of topics to talk about.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if people would realize that we actually do like a lot of planning to do this.
You would never know.
Sometimes these episodes are like, what the fuck, guys? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? But we actually
is one of those episodes.
We have ongoing lists of like topics to pull from. We have light topics, hard topics, and whatever. So we actually have been working on that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were both feeling this pressure to like start season four with like come out with a bang, like hit it hard with like a crazy topic or a crazy interview and whatever. And we just got like, we got stuck. Like, we put way too much pressure on ourselves and we're like, you know what? We don't have to do anything. No one cares what we do.
Yeah.
So let's just like fucking bang out a fun episode, get this ball rolling and let them know how it's going to play out.
Yeah. The thing is, it's better to do something at all than to do nothing.
Yeah. Like,
and the way we were headed was we were going to do nothing because we were trying to make this, you know, bombastic opening to season four with all these crazy ideas that we do have.
Yeah.
But we just, the timing's not right. It's not working out.
Yeah.
So we just got to get this ball rolling again.
It's true. Cause like a lot of our topics are like, they come like timely and our interviews kind of coincide with some of that shit too. So it's like whatever the date is today in January, like none of that was going to take place right now.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's just fucking do it.
So here we are. So here we are.
Hi.
So I don't know if like many of the listeners would actually know that, like, because they all listen to this in their own little bubble, right?
Yep.
They're kind of one-on-one. We're in their ears or whatever. They don't really kind of have a broad understanding of what our listenership might be like.
Right.
And just so y'all know, our most popular episodes are ones that have kind of little to do with motorcycles.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for a quote unquote motorcycle podcast, we do kind of dive into some topics and just go off the rails on some shit. And we try to tie it into motorcycles a little bit.
I think we make it work.
And we make it work when we can. Sometimes it's a stretch.
Yeah.
You know, we understand that. But those episodes are our best episodes. Like listenership wise,
and also I think they turn out to be like the most fun and funniest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So part of season four was like trying to figure out how to talk about more of this fun shit that's not just motorcycles.
But we still want to be a motorcycle podcast.
But still, we're a motorcycle podcast. So like, not quite sure how to do that.
Yeah.
So we're figuring that out. And I think we should talk about more of this on the bonus.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll dive into that a little bit deeper. For those folks, subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah.
But that's why we're kind of hung up on starting this episode. Like last season three, we opened with Vikings versus cavemen. Like what the fuck?
Yeah, but it worked and it was absolutely a motorcycle podcast.
Exactly, right? And like it was for, that's by far our most downloaded episode. And that ties in with what we want to talk about next.
Yes.
Because it was the first episode of season three, it was the most downloaded.
Yeah.
Which meant people are starting at the beginning when they get into this podcast.
Which is not the right thing to do.
No.
I've said this to people all the time when I'm like suggesting, you know, if you want to check out the podcast, like don't go to episode one. I always say, do not go to episode one specifically. But what I say is, look at the names of the episodes, and if something kind of stands out to you of a topic of interest, then that's the one for you. So if Vikings and cavemen are of particular interest to you, hit up the first episode of season three. But if you want to listen to an episode about sex, then go to the sex episode.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to go to the divorce episode, go to the divorce.
There's a divorce episode.
Yeah, exactly. So, this is danger zone. So here we are coming out with the first season of this, the first episode of this season. It's like, fuck, this is going to be highly downloaded.
Yeah. Yes.
God damn it.
God damn it. So episode one, prior to the switching hosting and everything, was obviously our most downloaded episode ever.
Yep.
People download it and then they quit.
Yeah.
Because it's the worst episode ever.
And in our defense, I think the first episode of every single podcast is the worst. And I bet the people who own those podcasts would be like, ugh, I wasn't in my groove yet.
Yeah.
You know, and anyway, our first episode was like, here's what we're going to do with our podcast and here's what we're not going to do with our podcast.
Yeah. I think for those that are going to watch or listen to the unedited version of this podcast are going to see how we set up the microphones and some shit like that.
Yeah.
But episode one, you just leave all that stuff in. So it's like, is my microphone on? Is this my microphone? I'm like, okay, are you ready? So this is me talking. We're going to do a podcast.
Literally.
That's how episode one starts. Like,
we're like, okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to do a podcast. And like, that's actually what I said on the podcast.
Yeah, that's, it's so bad.
Okay, so I think what we should, well, you know what, let's just start it off right here. Let's just tell them we're going to do a podcast.
We're going to do a podcast,
oh
guys.
My fucking God.
We're doing it.
Okay, so also, I don't know if you know this, but you cannot listen to episode one unless you pay for that.
Yeah.
It's because at some point in time, we were like, you know what? Season one, that's got to go away. We don't want to delete it entirely from the universe, but if you want to listen to that, you got to pay us.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting into some dirty laundry, like the further back you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're going to have to pay for that shit. We're not giving that away. No, thank you.
So, okay, let's just talk about episode one for a second. Okay. So like we just basically start off with like, what is the Salty Mother Clutchers podcast and who are we? Okay. Point number one, it is not funny.
No.
Like, did we have any fun?
No.
Okay, so it was not funny. And then another pressure that we've put on ourselves over the last couple years has been like, this has got to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be at least a single laugh in an episode.
If we're going to be assholes, we at least have to be kind of funny.
And that was, ultimately, that was our goal going in, but it was not funny.
It did not land.
It did not. It was too dry. So, you know, we set it up and said, like, we're not going to do reviews and we're not going to do, like, we're not going to talk technical shit like that. Like, that is of no interest to us. And we're going to talk shit about, like, people that don't ride who are like, oh, I'm a biker. And, like, we do that. But,
a lot of the staples that we talked about in episode one remain true.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, after we introduce ourselves and our motorcycles and what we love about them.
You mean the format, kind
of? The format stayed. And, like, a lot of the premise stayed the same.
Yep.
That, like, we don't talk about techie shit like you were talking about. And we just kind of talk about our own experiences. And, yep. like, that was set out from the get-go. There was a You Know What Fucking Sucks on the very first episode.
Because so we wanted to do that from the beginning.
Yes. So that stayed. So a lot of like the casualness of it and us kind of picking apart motorcycle culture stayed the same.
Yep.
But we also expanded it into like not just motorcycles only. It was like, right. you know, what motorcycle people do outside of motorcycles that also interacts with, you know,
your motorcycle,
your
life.
Motorcycle and the way that we interact with those people, right?
So, and arguably, I think that that's why our season two got better. Was because we were like, we were still talking about like, and then I rode here and then I rode there and then I did this and then I did that. But then in season two, we were like, we got to like find clever ways to take real life topics and relate them to motorcycles. And that's when I think two things happened. We actually started to have fun.
Yeah.
And we put too much pressure on ourselves.
Yeah.
So sometimes it just works and it flows and it's funny. Yeah. And sometimes like sometimes we've set up the microphones. And then we just tore them down and left the room because we're like, I can't fucking do this. I'm not in the mood for this. Yeah. I don't feel very fucking funny. Let's just leave it. And we would leave it. And somehow we'd get an episode out the same week, but we were just like, not today, Satan.
Hey, if it's not worth doing it, it's not worth doing it, right?
Yeah.
You know, if it's not worth us having the conversation with microphones, it's not worth anyone listening to.
Yeah, totally.
But like that reminded me that part of season four, the way I was trying to think of it, because it's, we kind of got here naturally, but to put it into words, it's kind of like, it's a motorcycle podcast, but we're getting together like at a motorcycle stop or we're in the garage, like it's bikers coming together, all standing around the bike, kind of talking about it, but we're talking about other shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about sex. We're talking about like the weather. We're talking about random shit.
Yeah.
That people talk about.
Yeah.
We just happen to be around a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And like, cause that's what we do. Like we don't go on a road trip, stop at a gas station and start talking about our motorcycle.
Like we don't go motorcycle.
Like who does that?
No,
like,
the only reason you'd be talking about your motorcycle is you'd be like, my bike's not working right.
Yeah, something's funny.
Hang on. I gotta quick tie this together real quick. Yeah. And it's like, okay. Yeah. That's the only, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's like you're talking about shit that you saw like on the ride there, on the road, like things, just random thoughts that pop into your head, which for us is sometimes the weirdest shit ever.
Yep.
So that's the stuff I want to talk about on the podcast more, because that I think is way more interesting to find other people that can connect to those conversations. It's more interesting than talking to Ron down at the bike shop about like the newest Kawasaki.
Torque.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't care about that.
Yeah. I don't care about it either.
And like, I've tuned into not many motorcycle podcasts, but because I can't get into them.
Yeah.
And the ones that I've listened to, like, I just scan through them and it's just a bunch of dudes are yammering on about fucking like techie shit and like this new model of whatever. I like, if you're the person that's stopping at a, you know, gas station with all your friends, you're getting off, you're taking your helmet off, and then you're like, oh man, did you read about that new like Honda ZL bleepadoo doo doo? Like, fuck off.
That's like, not who we're hanging out
with.
No, anyway.
I'm not hanging out with you. And like, stop listening to this. If that's you, stop listening to this podcast. Like, fuck off. Or like, don't expect us to be talking about shit like that, because it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to make fun of your shoes. We're going to make fun of your footwear.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be like, why the fuck are you doing this stupid thing? Why are you riding like
that? Well, we're not going to make fun of Forrest's footwear, though, with the mismatched boots.
No.
From shifting.
That's hardcore. Yeah.
That's different.
Props.
Another thing I mentioned to you when we were talking about the episode one was that we were trying to talk about like what was like kind of wrong with it.
Yeah.
And the two things that I added to our list was that it was too personal. Basically, it's too local.
Yeah.
And I think that there needs to be some local description. And I think we absolutely can only talk from personal experience.
Yeah.
But that's not really what I mean.
People love our East Coast charm.
Yeah. It's not really what I mean. It's like you were talking too much about people, places, and things that no one would give a fuck or know what the fuck we were talking about. And
yeah.
although to like flip that over, when we talked to strangers in season one, we talked to people we kind of like we knew well or, yeah. or knew. And in beyond that, we were talking to fucking strangers.
Yeah.
So their personal stuff is interesting to us.
Yeah.
It's different, right?
Yeah. Whenever we had like guests on and like, you know, thanks to our big thanks to our season one guests and
absolutely.
Everything. But because there was so much local reference, like it would be like, hey, well you know so-and-so. Well, we were going to this place. And it's like yeah. all these local references by name that just like no one could understand.
Yeah.
So it made the story stupid.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
Yeah.
So when we started to speak to, once we started to discover that there were other people out there that like weren't just like bro dudes on motorcycles.
Yeah.
You know, we started to learn more about their riding habits and like their locale and like their favorite rides. And like, you know, for us, that was more interesting because we ride in the snow. We
yeah.
ride like we have a short season. Then we talk to folks that like are riding in the desert all year round. And it's like just yeah. completely different. Right?
Yeah. And they're explaining it in a different way. They're explaining right. it as if we don't know. And maybe other people listening don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a different way. Just a different way to tell the story, right?
Yeah. And if they say some shit that like, yeah, we have no idea what they're talking about. We are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Or we just stare at each other and be like, I don't know what they're talking about. I have no fucking clue what they're talking about.
Like kicking each other under the table.
Like say something.
Yeah. So I don't know. I expect this season will be kind of the same. Kind of different.
Yeah.
I think like we have some plans on our list that like might make our regular listeners go, what the fuck is going on here? But I kind of like it.
Yeah. So if you listen to one of the new episodes and it and you're questioning yourself, like, is this a motorcycle podcast? Just picture us in a room with a motorcycle. Or wearing motorcycle helmets, like, I don't know, however the fuck you want to do it.
We're in Harley Davidson
t-shirts. Yeah, we're just in Harley gear. Like, so, yeah, it's a motorcycle podcast. Fuck you. Like, get over yourselves. This is a motorcycle podcast. I don't care if I'm talking about fucking waffles. The other thing on episode one that was annoying when we just listened to it, my voice was like, I was saying it's deeper.
I was like, are you sick?
This is like before I was like fully transitioning and stuff, right?
Fully trans.
Full trans. Full I trans. Was only half trans at the time.
100% trans.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, my voice is so deep. But now I guess I was really sick or something. Cause I'm like,
yeah, it didn't, like snotty. Your voice just didn't
like,
sound.
Didn't sound right. But why the fuck would we make that the first episode? Like, let's start a podcast today. I'm sick as shit. Like, stupid idea.
Well,
you can hear the pellet stove in the background. You can hear like
it was
all sorts of stupid noises.
Like we recorded the first, I think, two episodes of the podcast over like Christmas holidays. And so like one, it was the only time that we had that was free time for us. And we were probably drunk and we thought it was a good idea.
That's true.
So we're like, oh, colds. What colds?
Colds. What cold?
We went for it.
Okay. Speaking of colds, not at all. But you know what fucking sucks?
What fucking sucks?
Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
Okay.
Just the book.
Bestseller?
Bestseller book. Bestselling author, whoever the fuck that was. have you ever finished it?
Never finished it.
How many times have you started it?
I probably only started it once.
Really? So you started it one time, or it's like, yo, fuck this.
Like 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, do you remember anything from it at all?
Not do
you remember
really.
Why you wanted to read it?
To impress someone.
Oh, gotcha.
I was literally trying to impress someone.
So it didn't work?
It didn't work out.
Or did you lie and be like, yo, read the whole thing, fucking deep?
No, I definitely wouldn't do that. But I did not read it. And maybe I pretended I didn't even start it.
Right.
I could have been more like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you've been trying to pick away at it for a while.
Oh, so
what
my
are you?
God.
You have. Like, we have the paper book. Are you reading the paper book?
Are you reading a
paper book?
I read the paper book when I started like 10 years ago.
Oh.
I picked it up. I got about 30 pages in. Then you put the book down for 2 or 3 years. You pick it back up and you're like, first 30 pages.
Oh, look, I read the first 30.
Made no sense, but apparently I read it. So you start over, you get back to like, you know, page 50 and you're like, I think this book fucking sucks.
And it's super long, right?
Yeah, it's super long. And then like, you talk to a friend, they're like, oh man, have you read Zen and Motorcycle Maintenance? Like, it's like, yeah, I have that book. But it's like,
oh, it's on my list for 2023.
It's like some people have read it and they're just like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, it's really deep. And I'm like, okay, I try it again. I get to page 80 and I'm like, oh my fucking God, this book is terrible. I even got the audio.
I was going to say, didn't you get the audio book?
I thought that was my ticket.
I just put it on zone out.
Put it on zone out.
Zen out.
Which is exactly what I did. Put the headphones on and basically put myself to sleep.
You're like, this is sleepy pills.
It's like, I don't know if it's like fucking 14 hours or like whatever the fuck it is.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I own it. We own the book and I own the cassette tapes.
We own two copies of a book that we can't be arsed to read. Okay.
But the last time I have, I think, 3 hours left of this fucking book.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours of like 14 or 17 or whatever the fuck it is.
Very deep into this book.
Yeah. I have no fucking clue what it's about. Like, I'm still waiting for it to get good. At this point, like, I just want it to be over. I'm almost at the end after like a decade of trying to get through this book, and I have no fucking clue what it's about.
You can quit. I quit 20 years ago. I knew I could quit. What? You have the power to quit.
What if I'm trying to impress a boy?
You still quit.
This week in queer motorcycle news.
Yeah. Like, it could just be like a podcast for like weirdos.
The queer girls. And it's like, we're the queer girls and we're going to queer, girl. And it's like, that's all it is.
I mean, us being even a motorcycle podcast, like, ooh, that's loose. Excuse me.
Now what'd you just do?
I couldn't breathe. It was too much. It's episode one.
We'll just leave that in.
Episode one. I just was like, oh my God, I don't even know what to say about this. Do you fuck waffles?
Fuck waffles. That's a lot of holes.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yo, what's up, waffle dick?
Oh my God. Well, this reminds me of your motto in life right now.
My motto?
Your motto in life?
Yo, fuck this.
We're going to die.
We're
going
to die.
We're only talking about queer.
Yeah.
We're talking about gay stuff 24/7. It's like,
was that like funny or no?
No. And I love to get balls rolling.
Balls rolling. Yeah, my balls rolled.
Wee!
Right on down the road.
I don't know.
And like, what would you tell people? Like, hi, would you like to come on my podcast? It's about stuff.
It's just like a personal thing.
Yeah. It's just like
where I do personal
things. We talk to people and ask questions about things. But life is there to fuck up. Life is there to fuck up over and over and over and over. And you can't look at fuck ups as fucking up if you're doing it on purpose, right? You're just living as much as anyone else. And you get to define how you want to do that.
You can do anything you want. There's really no consequences. And you're the boss of your life.